America, it's time to wake up. Today, I'm going to be talking about some new developments in politics in our country with mandates, things that have a lot of our heads spinning right now, wondering how did we get here? I'm your host, Amanda Ensing, and you are tuning in to Liberty Before Lipstick. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Liberty Before Lipstick. This week's podcast came on a Thursday. Usually I upload on Tuesdays. If there's ever a change in my podcast schedule, I'll always have it on my Instagram stories, so make sure you're following me there. I have just been feeling very heavy, as I'm sure a lot of people are right now. I really am just kind of sitting back, and I feel like I'm watching all of this unravel in our country and wondering, like, how did we get here so fast? And I just keep thinking to myself, when will everyone wake up and see what's happening for what it is? If I've learned anything in this season, it's just how important Jesus is and how God really is the only one that can save us. And look, we the people, we are the answer to taking our freedoms back and protecting the freedoms that we have. But God is ultimately the one who will save us. So I'm going to just jump right into some stuff that's been happening. My goal of every episode is not to criticize people. I'm never here to judge you, to discriminate against anyone because of their views or opinions. Everyone's voice is welcome for discussion. You know, we all should be talking to one another. My goal is just to provide you with things that are happening, give my commentary, and open it up for logical discussion. Like, where has common sense gone in our country? And personally, I think we've just been so conditioned and so brainwashed for decades and decades and decades by the system that, you know, everything we're being taught is to rely on the experts, to rely on the news, to rely on the government. And it's never think for yourself. There was actually an article. Let me read you this headline, because when I saw this, I was like, is this satire? Like, is this actually real? So it was an opinion by the New York Times. If you've noticed, a lot of these media sources now are starting to put opinion, but you're so used to just reading them and thinking they're true that most people aren't even noticing it says opinion at the top. So it says opinion. Don't go down the rabbit hole. Critical thinking, as we're taught to do it, isn't helping in the fight against misinformation. I can't fathom someone reading this and saying, yeah, those critical thinkers, those people who do their own research, they're just providing misinformation. Are people so disconnected from their intuition and their own discernment that they can read that and say, yeah, New York Times is right? Like, when I read it, I'm like, this has got to be a joke, right? So it was just released that LA, Los Angeles, California, is moving ahead on indoor vaccine mandates. So they're following behind New York in that they're requiring private venues like restaurants, movie theaters, to make sure that you aren't allowed to go there unless you have gotten the vaccine. If you've noticed, the politicians, the governments, the businesses that are advocating for, you know, COVID vaccine mandates, they all use the same kind of language. And it always includes something along the lines of, if you ever want to get back to normal, we have to do this. We have to get ahead of this. We have to wear masks. We have to get the vaccine. We have to lock down. We have to social distance. It's always something that we have to do to get back to normal. It's like holding a carrot in front of the horse. The horse keeps walking and walking, but can never get the carrot. You know, it's just walking because its owner needs it to get from place A to place B, and they can't force the horse. They're like, come on, like, chase the carrot, but we never get any closer to anything. There is no new normal after this. Like, we are never going back to what it was before. And that's not me being negative. That's just the truth. We are not going back to what it was like before. If the government and if pharma, quite frankly, has its way, I'm sure they are going to keep this going for years and years and years and years, because it makes billions and billions of dollars in shots, in booster shots. You know, a lot of people that are pushing for these mandates, they are pushing it because they're like, well, you need to save people. So you need to get this experimental shot. You have freedom to get it or to not. I'm not here to judge you if you are or aren't. But when people start stepping on my freedom and other people's freedom, saying, you're killing people because you're not getting it. No, to say that healthy people breathing fresh air and deciding not to get a shot filled with who knows what. I mean, most of these people getting it, they couldn't tell you one ingredient in the vaccine. To say that healthy people are killing other people is the biggest scam of all time. And quite frankly, if you're someone that's been telling people, oh, you're killing, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm embarrassed for you. I'm done with it. I'm over the gaslighting, the virtue signaling. I won't tolerate it. And it's ironic that the same people who said vaccine mandates are a conspiracy theory last year are pushing for vaccine mandates this year. It feels like we're living in a society where a percentage of people are awake to what's going on and the rest are just fast asleep. And it's very frustrating, to be quite honest with you, because people are not willing to look at any science or data unless big media, big tech, or the government shares it with them. They rely on them for everything. These people make those decisions based on whatever the media tells them. Now, I'm not saying everyone who got the vaccine thinks that. I'm saying a large majority and people who are gaslighting are truly led by emotions and not science. The fact that we went from 38 million flu cases in the 2019 flu season to 1,800 flu cases in 2020, that should have been a red pill everyone could see and be like, wait, hold on a minute. How did the flu disappear? The only argument people have said is, oh, it's because we were wearing masks. So you're saying that the masks worked for the flu, but not COVID. Never in history has a virus just dropped out of nowhere and disappeared with no cause. Don't you think if the flu disappeared because of masks, that it would also be helping for COVID, but that scientists all over the world would be like, oh my goodness, like, we have so much scientific data. We have control groups showing you that the masks cause the flu to stop. If scientists are doing their job and they're pursuing the science, they would be sharing this revelation with the world of how we were able to combat the flu. But if you noticed, everyone who is for the COVID vaccine, they are all silent on the flu. Like all of these people that are in the medical industry, the only doctors and scientists that spoke up about the flu were saying, there's something off here. Nothing disappears. And they were censored. I mean, it's just common sense. You don't have to be a scientist or a doctor to have common sense. These end quote experts who are gaslighting the public into just trust me because you're an idiot. I could never listen to someone like that. Someone in the medical field who truly wants to help people and who wants to follow the science and change the science as it goes and help people, they don't gaslight or virtue signal. They provide you with the data and with the truth so that they can help people and so that you can make an informed decision to decide what's best for your health. But it took just a year to convince a portion of the population that if you don't do exactly what the CDC says, if you don't do exactly what Dr. Fauci says, if you don't do and comply exactly what the government says for your health, then you're a bad person. You need to tell everyone that they're bad people. I mean, it blows my mind. There's a portion of our society right now who treat masks and vaccines as if it's a cult. Like they literally treat it as if it's a cult. Don't ask any questions. Just trust what we say. Roll up your sleeve and put on your mask and be quiet. Just deal with it. Those same people also say, if we have to wear a mask forever, who cares? Just trust the science. I mean, you're going to need a little bit more than trust the science to convince the population that they need to get an experimental drug that was created in, what, 8 months, 9 months? You know, it doesn't matter who tells me to get it. I don't make my decision on what I do to my body based on any politician, any government representative, any celebrity or influencer or news source. Your health is your responsibility. I know a lot of people are tired of going over this time and time again, but there are still a lot of people who just don't seem to understand the logic behind, right? They don't seem to understand that everything that the media says is not true. They're perceiving it as true, even though they're seeing, it's like you see the truth, but you don't see it. Do you know what I mean? You're looking at it, but you don't see it. So we have a virus with over 99% survival rate. You have a vaccine that is made in less than a year when vaccines usually take 10 plus years to make. You have no human trials. You only have animal trials, which in the animal trials, 100% of animals died. They didn't even go to more animal trials. They went straight to just injecting people. With this vaccine, you can still get COVID. You can still spread COVID. Now, according to Dr. Fauci, you're not protected against the new Delta variant. Check out my Delta variant podcast episode if you haven't already. I give my thoughts on that. But here you have something where now their narrative is, oh, well, it just lessens your chance of having really severe side effects and going to the hospital. But you already have almost 100% chance of surviving. And when in history have we ever had an experimental vaccine that has been forced upon the public, where people are being, you know, threatened to lose their job, to not be able to go back to their universities, to their schools? Now we have Biden wanting to force the entire military to get an experimental drug. When I see people online saying, oh, just get it, it saves lives, it really shows me how much you do not know. Because this is not just, oh, well, it's just some B12 and some vitamin C or some vitamin D. People can't even tell you why you should get it or what benefit it gives, except it just saves your life. How does it save your life? And now Biden wants to mandate the entire military get an experimental drug. So what happens if a year from now or 2 years from now, we see people that are getting severe side effects, getting cancer, dying? I mean, we don't know what the side effects are. And I've seen people who have decided to get the vaccine and they say, well, you know, if it doesn't get approved, what are they going to do? They can't take it out of my body. They're not going to do anything. Vaccine manufacturers are not held liable thanks to the government. So they're not going to do anything. If you have an adverse reaction, too bad. If you die, too bad. That's their attitude. They're making billions of dollars, taking it all the way to the bank, creating more booster shots. And if anything happens to the only body you have, it's tough luck. This whole situation we're going through right now, one is history repeating itself. Last year, the whole country was divided on race. This year, it's divided between vaxxed and unvaxxed. I mean, there are parents not allowing their children to spend time with their grandparents if they don't get the vaccine. And also, while we're on that topic, so if the elderly are the most susceptible, right? The elderly are at highest risk for this virus. How come they're trying to promote this to the younger generation, to Gen Z, to teenagers, to children, to young adults, to pregnant women? Why would you not try to take care of the elderly first? The White House has all of these influencers and TikTokers doing dances telling you, you know, roll up your sleeve, go get the shot. They're not marketing to the elderly. They're marketing to the young generation, an experimental drug. And if you read on these vaccines, there's no guarantee that you won't have fertility problems or infertility. It says that it cannot guarantee. One of the problems is a lot of people are going based on the media and big tech's approach of, if you're a good person, you will do this. It's gaslighting. It's virtue signaling. They gaslight you to make you feel, hey, do you want to have the good person check mark checked off? Go get your vaccine. And so anyone else who says, you know what, I'm not comfortable with this, I want to wait, or people that say, you know what, I don't want to do this at all, they're the ones being pushed out of society right now. The people who don't get their self-worth from the government, from the media, and from big tech are the ones that are somehow the bad guys, the ones who are taking care of their health, who do their own research, who have decided, hey, I'm not comfortable with this, I don't want to do this. But somehow they're the bad people. I also want to point out, the numbers they're showing on the news right now are case numbers, right? They're not showing deaths, they're showing case numbers. Cases don't mean a whole lot with everything that's come out lately as far as the efficacy of these PCR tests. The PCR tests were recalled by the FDA effective in December. They were a class one recall, which is the most serious. Since they're so dangerous, again, why are they waiting so long to recall them? I mean, money, right? They don't want to lose the money on all the PCR tests they bought. These PCR tests cannot tell the difference between the flu and COVID. So now that we're seeing these case numbers pop up every day on the news, How do we know what's COVID and what's the flu? How come they've never shown recovery rates? They have never showed the recovery rates throughout this pandemic to give people any kind of hope. They only tell you what will make you afraid, what will make your emotions be triggered to be like, oh, I have to go get the vaccine. I'll be one more person to get it. I have to go get it. I also have been trying to understand the logic of when people die, whether they died from COVID or not, it's marked as a COVID death. So if someone has a car accident and they say, hey, this person had COVID, using the faulty PCR test, might I add, it's marked as a COVID death. We don't know how many of the deaths had underlying conditions. For example, if someone had cancer and then they got COVID and died, they had a pre-existing condition, right? So it wasn't just COVID. Also, in the case numbers, I've had friends that called to schedule a COVID test, never showed up for the test, and they got a call saying, hey, we just want to call you and let you know that you have COVID. But they never showed up. So how many of those cases, I've heard it from a lot of other people as well, how many of those numbers have also affected the total case number count? Listen to this clip from Dr. Ezik, I believe is how you pronounce it. I believe she is in the Department of Public Health in Illinois. She graduated with honors from Harvard College and she concentrated in chemistry. Her medical degree is from the University of California at San Diego.
I just want to be clear in terms of the definition of people dying of COVID. So the case definition is very simplistic. It means at the time of death, it was a COVID positive diagnosis. So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if technically, if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's helpful.
Why is this not something that the media and the government is talking about, right? You have a public health official here. Why are they not disclosing that? I'll tell you why. Because it doesn't promote fear in people. Because they need to keep this going. I think it's been difficult for a lot of people to fathom how corrupt the government can be, how corrupt the system can be, how corrupt medicine can be. I was one of those people for a very long time where I always see the best in people and I believe that people are inherently good. So when you think like that, it's hard to imagine how people could be so evil and to do things for money, right? It's like it says in the book of Timothy, for the love of money is the root of all evil. People will do evil things for money and for power. And I mean, if you paid attention at all the last year, as we've seen so much corruption and things come out, but then it seems like there's so many people that do all these evil things and they're never held accountable for anything. For example, so Governor Cuomo just resigned, finally. And this comes shortly after the New York Attorney General announced that Governor Cuomo was guilty of sexual harassment of, I believe it was 11 different women. Yet there's nothing about the nursing home scandal. How many people in nursing homes died because Governor Cuomo put COVID positive people in nursing homes? If you remember the whole nursing home scandal, what happened to that? What happened to the investigation? And of course, after he announces that he's resigning, the whole big media is posting that it's thanks to pressure from Biden and Democrats, which is not accurate. People have been calling for Cuomo to resign as governor for, I mean, what, over a year now? You have Republican politicians who have been pressuring for this and for investigations. You have people, both conservative and liberal and somewhere in the middle, also being like, he needs to resign. Yet, of course, they give the credit to Biden because he said it once and then it happens. And you might think, oh, well, the left is eating its own, right? A lot of people thought that when you saw, you know, Pelosi and Biden coming out and talking about how, oh, Cuomo needs to resign, Cuomo needs to resign. But do you know who's going to be replacing Biden? The next up in line to replace Cuomo is Nancy Pelosi's stepsister, Kathy Hochul, I believe is how you pronounce her last name. She's the lieutenant governor. New York, I am praying for you. The next thing I want to talk about is Obama's 60th birthday party. So all the media was promoting his birthday party, right? In the middle of this new variant, and apparently vaccines don't work for this variant, and cases are going up. And Obama has a birthday party. I think there were supposed to be like 600 or 700 people there. So they wrote on an article that he was celebrating his 60th birthday party, and people could donate $600 to bring the Obama Presidential Center to life on the south side of Chicago. It's like, one, 666, why? Two, why would people donate to you? Like, Obama is one of the presidents that came out of office way richer than how he started. Presidents do not make a lot of money. You know, President Trump lost net worth. He didn't take his salary and people didn't like him. But Obama, he came out of the White House with hundreds and millions of dollars of net worth, and no one asked where. Oh, from book sales. No, I'm sorry. It's not from book sales, but go off. So pictures surfaced at the birthday party, and I think they said they brought it down. So it was like 300 people. It was still a lot of people. There was not one mask there. There were politicians. There were celebrities. There was not one mask there. And it's funny because then people will be like, oh, but they're vaccinated. Well, do you have proof that they're vaccinated? And it doesn't matter because they can still get it and spread it. So that's irrelevant. I can't wrap my head around how some people will go to bat for celebrities and big politicians, big millionaires and billionaires who don't care about anyone but themselves, who are super corrupt, and they go to fight for them as if they care. This is the epitome of rules for thee, but not for me. And a New York Times reporter wrote that Obama's party is low for coronavirus risk because they had a sophisticated vaccinated crowd. So again, we're the elite, you're the peasants. You have to go by the rules. We're going to have big parties. And I think I read that it went on for like 2 or 3 days. They kept having celebrations, like they had a big brunch the next day. There were no masks. There was anything. I think everyone moving forward should take COVID as seriously as Obama does. So anytime someone tells you to wear a mask, just show them a picture from Obama's birthday party and you'll be fine. The elite want you to go by a set of rules. They want to control you while they live free. It's as simple as that. If you don't get it, I don't know what else to tell you. This is not even something that we can argue about. They do not care about you. They don't care about your health. If the government cared about your health, they wouldn't have raised insulin prices and drugs that are necessary for a lot of people to survive, yet give you a free experimental shot that is causing reactions and killing people. That's also something that is undisputable. Also this week was the passing of a $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, which contained really no infrastructure. I think it was only 10 or 15%, somewhere in there was actually infrastructure. This is coming at a time where our economy is absolutely crashing right now. So hyperinflation is coming. Everything is getting more expensive. Houses are going up. Gas is going up. Food is going up. Insurance is going up. Everything across the board is going up, but your salaries are getting lower. Unemployment is rising. And I believe Congress has decided they're not going to raise the debt ceiling. All signs point to an impending economic crash, worse than 2008. But hey, no more mean tweets, right? Who cares if everyone doesn't have a job as long as they don't have to see Donald Trump on Twitter? But hey, don't blame me. I voted for Trump. We had a great economy under Trump. And it was easy for people to say last year, oh, like conservatives only care about money. No, they don't. You don't just vote for someone because of money. But I'm wondering what those same people are going to say when they find themselves unemployed. They find gas staying at $6 or $7 a gallon and they can't afford to buy groceries. Who will they blame? Because it seems like people still always blame Trump. Oh, well, this economy came from Trump and Trump's good economy came from Obama. That's not how the economy works. It's always people that are the loudest that don't know what they're talking about. They don't know anything about the economy. They don't know anything about capitalism or socialism or communism, yet they seem to be the loudest, just repeating whatever, you know, the news says. America, it is time to wake up. You can spend your time arguing with people online, saying that they should just be quiet and get in line and put on a mask and do what the government says, or you can open your eyes and start having real conversations with people trying to see what is actually happening. I mean, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. We are at that time where we keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. With these vaccine mandates, if people do not stand up and say no, it's only going to get worse. First, they said it was 2 weeks to slow the spread. Then they said it's just a mask. You can wear it if you want to. Then it's, oh, you have to wear a mask or you can't come in and buy groceries. How has complying with tyrannical orders with no data to back it up doing for us so far? Obama can have a party with hundreds of people. There can be huge festivals like Lollapalooza and music concerts, yet your kids have to be masked at school. There's no cohesiveness with any of this. Wake up. This was never about your health. This was always about control. And it took us a little while to realize that, right? When this started, I wore my mask, I distanced, I did everything they said until I realized this isn't working. Until I woke up to all of the propaganda and the fear mongering and everything that's being pushed down our throats. You have to take care of your health because your health is your responsibility. You have to be aware of what you put in your body and what you put on your body. If you're not willing to take care of your health, to go to the gym and work out, to get some sun, to eat well, don't expect anyone else to take care of your health for you. It's like expecting someone to go work out for you and give you a six-pack. If you want to have muscles and you want to be cut, you have to go to the gym yourself. No one can work out for you. No one can eat for you. No one can take a vaccine for you. Only you can take it for yourself. You have the responsibility to make the decisions that work for you. No one can force you to do anything. Even as Biden is trying to force upon the military, you cannot force someone to get something injected into their body that they do not want. This is not legal advice, but I want to bring it to your attention for those who are dealing with employers trying to mandate the vaccine if you're someone who does not want to get it. First and foremost, there are religious and medical exemptions, so know that. Secondly, if it were me, I personally would not quit a job. I would let them fire me. I believe that's how you would have the most, you know, legal options if they fire you. Believe me, discrimination lawsuits are going to start rolling in if they have not already. Again, this isn't legal advice, but if an employer is trying to mandate the vaccine, they need to be able to provide you with the approved legal status of the vaccine and if it's experimental. They need to be able to give you the details and assurances that the drug has been fully and rigorously tested against control groups, and they should be able to give you the outcomes of those tests. Your employer should also be able to advise you with a full list of contents of what's in the drug and are any of those ingredients toxic to the body. They should also advise you on all the adverse reactions associated with the drug since it's been on the market. They should be able to confirm that the required drug is not an experimental mRNA gene-altering therapy. They should be able to provide that to you if they want you to take it. And they should also be able to advise you of the likely risk of fatality. This is what informed consent means. This is also what doctors and anywhere you're going to get the vaccine should be able to provide to you. This is the minimum that they should be doing. If an employer is going to require you get it, they should be held liable if something happens to you, and they have to provide you with all of these things that I just mentioned to ensure that you are informed. They should also be able to confirm that you won't be under any duress from your employers or from your boss. In compliance with the Nuremberg Code. The Nuremberg Code, N-U-R-E-M-B-E-R-G code, is a worldwide accepted code. Look that up, get to know it if you haven't already. And once you have all this information, it should be signed by a fully qualified doctor who will also take the responsibility legally and financially of any injuries that you could get from this vaccine, from the drug. And after all of this, it is up to you to decide if you want to get it or not. No employers are doing this. They're literally just saying, oh, you have to get it or you can't work here. I could not imagine owning a business and looking into people's eyes and saying, hey, you have to get the vaccine or you can't work here anymore. I cannot imagine telling people jab or job. I truly cannot. And any businesses now that are open to the public that are saying you can't come here unless you're vaccinated, I'm curious about two things. One thing, what's going to happen when only vaccinated people are going in there, yet they still have COVID outbreaks? Who are they going to blame then? The same people who had no problem staying locked down and letting your business go under are the ones who are also advocating for these vaccine mandates. The people who gave you business last year who decided they wouldn't stay locked down, the ones who kept you afloat, those are the people you're going to lose as customers if you implement, oh, only vaccine or test. Show your papers or show a test or you can't come in here. If you thought you suffered a loss with your business last year, it's going to be like nothing you've seen if you only allow vaccinated people in and you try to apply this modern day segregation where people are separated based on their medical status. We the people hold the power. The government works for us. We elect officials to represent us. We use the Constitution to restrain the government when they try to tyrannize our lives and our interests. The government is not the one who controls us with the Constitution. We keep them in check. And if we don't stand up now, then when? When will be enough for you when there's nothing left? This is a time that everyone should be united because if one of us isn't free, then none of us is free. And freedom is not free. It comes at a very high cost. We are at the precipice. We are at a defining moment in history right now. You know, there's so many people that stand up and say, well, if I lived at this time in history, I would have easily been brave and stood up. But then when history repeats itself, those same people are nowhere to be found because they're afraid of offending someone online. They're afraid of what someone at work will think or what a family member will think or what a friend will think. There's no more time to care what anyone else thinks. It's now or never. It's defend freedom and speak the truth now or forever hold your peace. And if you're someone who decides to remain silent because you don't want to be political, your silence is political, whether you know it or not. Every day it seems like more and more information is just flooding out. And I just get more and more in the word and into prayer and spending time with Jesus because Jesus is the one who can do the impossible. I think a lot of the church has forgotten the power of prayer and the power of miracles because for us, it's impossible, but for God, anything is possible. Hold firm to Him. Do not be shaken. Be bold. Stand firm and know that you are not alone. Once you start speaking out, you will be shocked at how many people agree with you and how many people are standing with you. Keep being bold, keep being strong, hold the line, and may God bless the United States of America. Thanks so much for tuning in to this brand new episode of Liberty Before Lipstick. Make sure to give this podcast a like and to download this episode and share it with a friend. Share it with someone who needs to hear this message. Before you go, don't forget to join my Patreon. It's patreon.com/AmandaEnsing. I hope you guys have the best weekend. God bless. And I will catch you in my brand new episode next week.